This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The Securities and Exchange Commission is expected to decide today whether or not America gets a new stock exchange. It's an electronic market designed to thwart high-speed traders where speed can be an advantage. IEX is the brainchild of Brad Katsuyama, the high-frequency trading critic featured in the bestseller Flash Boys. IEX has already been operating, but to become a fully-fledged public exchange, it needs a much higher level of regulatory approval. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
Yale law professor Jonathan Macy says you could think of an average investor as a truck that needs to gas up at a station. Now imagine that a motorcycle, a high-speed trader, is able to figure out the truck's intentions using sophisticated computers and algorithms. Then the motorcycle zooms ahead to the next gas station and buys up all the gas.
So that when the truck driver finally shows up at the station on the highway, the motorcycle guy has all the gas and is only willing to sell it to him at a higher price.
That's the kind of situation IEX's exchange seeks to rectify, according to Tyler Galosh with Healthy Markets Association. It's a group of institutional investors. Galosh says IEX would put a small speed bump in the path of high-speed traders.
So they're not going to be at a distinct advantage that they might be on many of the current exchanges and other venues.
IEX is already operating as a private trading venue. It's not clear how much influence it would have as a public stock exchange, but Galosh says brokers would be forced to route trades through IEX in its public form if it offers the best prices. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.